Linger Till Dawn by Orem, read by Hananobira. The finished music comes in an email late at night, but Yuri's barely finished listening to it once before he grabs his laptop and runs to Victor's room with no thought for the late hour. He opens the door and in two steps he's jumping on the bed. And straight onto Makachin's tail. "Oh no, I'm sorry," he says, petting the alarmed dog in apology while Victor turns over with a confused noise. "Yuri?" He feels around for the light switch. "Victor, I've got the music!" Victor props himself up on his hands, the blanket sliding off his chest as he squints in the sudden brightness. Yuri fumbles for the headphones and reaches over to put them in Victor's ears. It takes him a few tries to hit play, his hand shaking a bit with excitement. Victor's supremely disgruntled expression lingers for a moment, but it clears gradually as he listens. Yuri clenches his fists in his lap and waits. Finally, Victor's face brightens and he nods with a smile. Yuri beams back at him. "It's perfect, right?" "It's great," Victor agrees, tugging the earbuds out by the cord. He pushes the laptop gently off his legs with a yawn. "We'll work with it tomorrow. And for now, are you staying here?" It's not until he really looks at Victor's inviting smile that Yuri becomes fully aware of his position. He's literally jumped into Victor's bed and almost onto his lap in the middle of the night. And knowing Victor's relaxed attitude to nudity, it's entirely possible that only the blanket separates Yuri from all that. He can feel his face light up in a blush. "Oh, I should go. I should go reply to the email and go to bed, his own bed, where he'll actually be able to sleep, not just listen to his own pounding heartbeat for the rest of the night." Victor pouts, and it probably shouldn't look so adorable on a grown man. "A good night kiss, then?" he suggests hopefully. Yuri's cheeks burn more, but he nods. "Okay." Victor doesn't move any closer, just keeps smiling. So Yuri takes a breath and rises up on his knees to lean forward and press his mouth to Victor's. The few times they've kissed so far, 8.5 times, his mind supplies. Victor was the driving force behind it. Yuri expects him to do the same now, but he doesn't. He responds, but only to follow Yuri's lead, moving his lips leisurely and humming approval against Yuri's mouth. Yuri waits for a beat, 2, then presses in harder. They separate with a puff of a sigh after a long moment, just for a few centimeters. Victor looks at him from under his lowered eyelashes. "Are you sure that you don't want to stay, Yuri?" he asks, the sleepy warmth shifting closer to heat. "No," Yuri replies, leaning in to kiss him again, even as Victor's lips part on a quiet laugh. After a minute, or a few, or an hour, there's a low whine, and for a second Yuri's worried that it came from him. But when they draw apart, with a slicker sound this time, Victor looks down at the dog still lying beside them. "What's wrong, darling? You want a kiss from Yuri, too?" he says, petting down Makachin's back. "Oh, but you can't. That's just for me." Yuri's fingers clench in the blanket as he tries, and fails, to keep his breath steady on an inhale. He should preemptively put sleepy Victor Nikiforov down as his cause of death. Victor knows exactly what he's doing, as evidenced by the curl of his lips. But when he turns back to Yuri, it's to say, "Go if you must, before we decide to keep you." He hesitates for a second, but then he gathers his laptop and reaches for the light switch, shuffling back and off the bed. "Good night, Victor," he says quietly. "Good night, Yuri," Victor replies on a yawn, flopping down on his pillows. Yuri slides the door closed behind himself and leans against the wall for a long moment, clutching his laptop to his chest as he blows out a breath. Then he pads more quietly back to his room. He doesn't fall asleep for a long while anyway. The end. This podfic was recorded for Fleur Rochat for ITPE 2016. Happy holidays, boo. Hope you liked it.